Warsaw Road black uniforms. They have the orange numbers and orange trim. Snyder in the home white uniforms. Their numbers are yellow and their trim is black. We're ready to go. We're right behind the scorer's table. It's Winchester and Sandlin to jump it up as Warsaw takes on number four Snyder here at Kilmer Court. And up she goes. The tip controlled by Warsaw. They'll work from our right to left here in the opening half of play. Bricker picks up her dribble. She's immediately in trouble. Finds Winchester out on the right. Brooke one-on-one against Sandlin. Backs her way down inside. Faking. Travels. Traveling called against the Lady Tigers, and they turn it over for the first time, and Warsaw will come with full court pressure. They double team Poole, and she gets it anyway. She's got Kaiser immediately in front of her in the backcourt. Poole now double teamed to the backcourt. They wanted to get rid of it. She did. High pass up ahead. Good catch by Parker. Down to the corner. Alone Donahue for three. And it's good. Well, that looks scarily familiar. Well, they say it's only two. Well, let's see. There's a three-pointer that's way off the mark from the Lady Tigers. Rebound tipped out. Long grab by Neely from the Lady Tigers. Kaiser drives it in the lane all the way to the basket. Threw it up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped by Bricker. Still rolling loose near midcourt. And it's grabbed by Sierra Sims. Up ahead to Poole. One hands it across the lane to Parker. Jump pass inside. Tipped by Sartman. Taken away by Bricker. Bricker 3-on-2. Here comes Winchester trailing the play. Crosses over. Puts it up and in. They put up, originally they put up 2 points for Donahue's shot. It was in fact a three-pointer. So it's 3-2 Panthers. We saw the girl keeping the score at the scorer's table have a hard time in the JV game making that right. 3-2 Snyder. We played a minute and a half. Sandlin between the circles. To the left side for Parker, or for Sims. Sims backs down in, trying to lean in on Neely. Flipped it up underhand, no good. Winchester the rebound. Bricker up the near side of center. Takes it to the wing. Pulls up for a three-pointer and missed it. Rebound Neely. Neely lost the handle on the ball. It's loose near the free throw line. It's picked up by Zartman. Zartman drives in for the right, all the way to the rack. Oh, she went in too hard and left it short. And the rebound's grabbed by Sims for Snyder. Up ahead to Poole. Poole crosses over off a screen. Long shot way off. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. We played 2 minutes. Warsaw trails 3-2. Left corner Kaiser up the baseline. Under the basket. Slipped it out. Hit Neely right in the knees with it. And Poole picked it up. Up ahead to Sandlin. Sandlin doesn't want it. She gives it to Parker. Parker kicks it back to Donahue from 25. That's way short. Winchester the rebound. Still 3-2 Snyder. Warsaw with the ball. Down by one. Off a screen, Bricker turns the corner, takes it in for the lap, puts it up and in. And a timeout will be called immediately by Fort Wayne Snyder's Reggie Tharp. Warsaw with a 4-3 lead after our first lead change of the contest. The girls get some time off after this game. They will not play again till next Saturday, but on that Saturday, they will play twice. They will play at 12:30 our time at Merrillville against Crown Point, and then they will play at 5:30 on that same day against Merrillville in the Pirates Cove, which is one of our favorite places. You want to talk about having fun broadcasting games. To come to Kilmer Court and then your next two games get to be in the Pirates Cove, that is pretty cool. So we're looking forward to that next Saturday. Not this Saturday, not 2 days from now, 9 days from now. And you'll hear them both right here on Newstyle Warsaw. First timeout of the game belongs to Snyder. 5:24 left to play in its opening quarter. Warsaw with a 4-3 lead. Snyder with the ball. Warsaw now showing a 1-3-1 full court press. And on the inbounds, Zion Finnezy, a 5'9 junior, checks into the game. She inbounds it. Pull up the sidelines, takes it down to the right wing, pulls up for a 10-footer outside the lane. Rebound loose under the basket. Braylee Chastain is in. She had it, lost it. Shot no good by Sandlin. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Bricker in the middle of the court. Bricker dribbles right to the corner for Kaiser. Back out to Bricker. Bricker in the lane. Pull up 8-footer of her own is good. Bricker's got four. 6-3 Lady Tigers. They've scored six in a row. Over the top to Sims. Sims down court for Donahue. Donahue walks it out in a man-to-man defense here by the Lady Tigers. Poole one-hands it to Sandlin at the top of the circle. Holding, head high. Winchester comes close. Drives down the lane. Spinorama banks it, no good. Winchester, another rebound for Warsaw. Outlets to Bricker. Bricker into the front court. Back to the right for Winchester. Gathers up, fakes on Sandlin. Takes her to the hoop. Flips it up on the run. No good. Sandlin reels in the rebound. But then her outlet pass is too hard. It goes through Poole's hands in the backcourt and is grabbed by Zartman. Halfway through a frantic opening quarter, Warsaw leads 6-3. Winchester will see the film and realize that she could have easily taken one more dribble and had a layup. Chastain, two dribbles. They run push down, bad pass. Taken away by Donahue. Long pass down court to Sims. She ran out of room, and it goes out of bounds. First, second sub of the game. Gabriella Barnes in for Snyder. Second sub for Warsaw. Kelsey Wren is into the game. Kaiser and Bricker check out. So it's Wren, Neely, Winchester, Chastain, and Zartman out there for the Lady Tigers. Right side to Wren, throws it inside to a cutting Winchester. She forced it up and in, and a foul. Winchester hard to the rack from the right for two, and a chance for a three-point play. The foul is on Barnes. That's her first. A terrific start from the Lady Tigers. The free throw coming up for Winchester, who's off to a good start at the line this season. She's 6 out of 8. She's 7 out of 9 as that one goes in. It is 9-3 Lady Tigers. 3.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Pass cross court, tipped and taken away. Chastain the steal, takes it in, puts it up, no good. Poole tipped the rebound to herself and saves it in up court. Donahue on the run, down the middle, whipped it down inside. Barnes to the hoop for two. Gabriella Barnes makes it 9-5. Zartman, a 25-footer, good! Zartman's first basket of the game is a three-point basket, her seventh of this young season. Warsaw leads 12-5 at the 3:05 mark. Poole top of the circle. To the elbow for Barnes. Jumps back to Poole. Poole above the foul line, no room to shoot. Donahue now changes the play. Reggie Tharp changes that to an even more different play. Donahue on the bounce, hands off the pull off a screen, hard screen. Dumps it underneath to a cutting Sims, who scores. They drew the Lady Tigers off the baseline. Sims cut up the baseline, bad pass, taken away. Donahue the steal, hands off the pull above the three-point arc. Donahue then runs in the lane around Chastain, across to Sims again for two more. 12-7, Lady Tigers by 5. Winchester the other way, pulls up for a three, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Fort Wayne Snyder. Donahue will jog it up against Wren. 2:10 left to go in the quarter. Donahue, stop and go move, and she scores. She's got 5 in the first quarter. And here comes Zartman down the lane. Kicks it out. Winchester trailing for 3. Zartman with the rebound above the free throw line. Zartman from 25 again, no good. Rebound and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Barnes for pushing off against Winchester. Barnes knew that the ball was going to go over her head, and she wanted to make sure that Brooke Winchester didn't get to it. And so she pushed off. The score is 12-11. And again, I told you that during the JV game, they had a lot of trouble with the score, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. Warsaw takes time. It's a 30. 1:52 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw leads 12-11. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Zartman off the inbounds. Perfectly executed play. It's 15-11 Lady Tigers. Zartman knocked the ball free. She was the last to touch, so Poole can pick it up in the backcourt. Down inside into the corner it goes to Donahue. Whipped a pass across and a wide open Sims puts it in. And the Lady Tigers caught napping on the backside. Sims scores. The foul is called. Kelsey Wren gets the foul for Warsaw. Her first. That's the first in the game against Warsaw. Wren comes out. Kaiser back in at 1:28 of the first. Warsaw leads 15-13 at number four, Fort Wayne Snyder. Sims for the season, 8 out of 13 at the free throw line, shooting one. The gym goes quiet as the free throw goes up and is no good, and then the Lady Tigers lose it out of bounds. I'm not sure if Winchester tripped over Kaiser, but Brooke got off balance, and the ball went right down the front of her and out of bounds. So Snyder, already with two in the bank this trip, have a chance to get more here. Poole out near the timeline, right in front of the scorer's table. Jordan puts on the floor, trying to cross over. Got it to Donahue. Donahue standing in the center circle. Drives it left, got around a screen. Kicks it across, Sims from the right this time for two. She's got 8 points, and they've all come that way. It's 15-15, our first tie of the game. Bricker across the line. Looking right, looking left. Backdoor cut. Neely catches it, shoots it, missed it. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Parker for Snyder. Outlets to Sims. Sims will bring it up this time. Hands off on the weave to Poole. Snyder looking for their first lead of the game. Pull up, 17-footer straight out, way wide right, no good. Winchester the rebound for Warsaw. Bricker, her head on a swivel as she takes it up the right side. Tries to get around Donahue. Steps back for a three-pointer. No good. Long rebound tipped out to Zartman, and they get a reload. Warsaw with the ball. Tied at 15. 25 seconds left to play here in the opening period. Lenny Krebs tells Bricker to back it out to the center circle. Has a specific play he wants to run here at the end of the period. Bricker, stop and go move. Trying to shake free. Now does shake free and puts it off the glass and in. Bricker with six in the first quarter, 5 seconds to go. They get it to Donahue, lobs it ahead to Poole. Poole will shoot one from beyond midcourt, and it's good! Poole hits from 60, swish at the buzzer. And Snyder has the lead, 18-17 after one. We start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.